is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Tens of thousands of Israelis have surged into the streets in an outpouring of grief and anger after six more hostages were found dead in Gaza. It appears to be the largest such demonstration in 11 months of war. Demonstrators are urging Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to reach a ceasefire deal to bring the remaining captives home. Israel's largest trade union has called a general strike from Monday to further pressure the government. It's the first such strike since the war began, and it's expected to disrupt major sectors of the economy, including banking, health care, and the country's main airport. Palestinian health authorities and United Nations agencies have begun a large-scale campaign of vaccinations against polio in the Gaza Strip. They hope to prevent an outbreak in the territory that has been ravaged by the Israel-Hamas war. Authorities plan to vaccinate children in central Gaza until Wednesday before moving on to the more devastated north and south. Campaign aims to reach about 640,000 children. Israel has agreed to limit pauses in fighting to facilitate the campaign. Gaza recently reported its first polio case in 25 years, a 10-month-old boy now paralyzed in the leg. Russia says air defenses have intercepted and destroyed 158 Ukrainian drones, including two over Moscow and nine over the surrounding region. In total, 46 drones were shot down over the Kursk region, where Ukraine has sent its forces in recent weeks in the largest incursion on Russian soil since World War II. Ukrainian drone strikes have brought the fight far from the front line into the heart of Russia. Since the beginning of the year, Ukraine has stepped up aerial assaults on Russian soil, targeting refineries and oil terminals to slow down the Kremlin's assault. This is VOA News. Investigators with the National Transportation Safety Board are collecting evidence at the scene of commercial bus crash in the U.S. state of Mississippi that killed seven people and injured dozens of others. The National Transportation Safety Board says that the 2018 Volvo bus was traveling westbound on Interstate 20 in Bovina after Saturday or early Saturday when a left front tire failed and the vehicle veered into an embankment and overturned. It says six.
A far-right party has won a state election for the first time in post-World War II Germany in the country's east, while it looks set to finish a very close second to mainstream conservatives in a second vote. The new party, founded by a prominent leftist, also made a strong impact in Sunday's elections, while the party's and Chancellor Olaf Scholz's unpopular national government obtained extremely weak results. Now, the parties say they will not put the far-right Alternative for Germany in power by joining it in a coalition. Even so, its strength will make forming new state governments extremely difficult, forcing them into exotic coalitions. Pope Francis is now making the longest, farthest, and most challenging trip of his pontificate when he goes to Asia and Oceania this week. He will clock 32,814 kilometers by air during his September 2nd through 13th visit into Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, East Timor, and Singapore. That far surpasses any of his previous 44 trips and notches one of the longest papal trips ever. In terms of days on the road and distances traveled, that's no small feat for a pope who turns 88 in December and uses a wheelchair and lost part of a lung to a respiratory infection as a young man. U.S. immigration policy has shifted the migrant landscape in Mexico City, far from the shared border. The teeming capital that was merely a transit point for some migrants has now become a temporary destination. Migrants have increasingly established informal settlements over the past year, where they wait to receive U.S. asylum appointments from the relative security of the capital. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.